Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
For number 2, Week 11 NFL Sunday, Nikki K, Sammy P, and you on the BetMGM Network. In Madrid, the Commanders have a 3rd and goal coming up from the 1. Sammy, I bet Jeremy McNichols anytime touchdown gave that out this morning on WFAN. Tackled at the 1-yard line on a 2nd and goal run. I don't know if we're going to get another crack at it here with Jeremy McNichols. Commanders with the touchdown would take a 19-13 lead pending the extra point. I don't know if we're going to get this Jalen Waddle bet home, which is really unfortunate at 52 yards right now.
Turn the vibes.
59.
Turn the vibes up, not down. Turn them up.
So we want Washington to score here, so Miami goes full throttle for Jalen.
100%. And you want a touchdown because, you know, field goal, you're not as aggressive. If you need 3, you know, you're not as aggressive as if you need 7.
So we are coming out of the commercial right now. The Commanders will line up on this 3rd and goal from the 1. I'd like to be able to tell you what's happening. All right, here comes Marcus Mariota, who was evaluated from a concussion earlier. But he's back in the game. So here we go. 3rd and goal at the 1. 1 running back in, 3 tight ends. Hand off. I can't see who the running back is, and it doesn't matter. I think he lost a yard. Just 0-0 push. 0. From the Commanders offensive line. So we will have a 4th down coming up here. I'm guessing Dan Quinn's going to take the 3 points. It was Chris Rodriguez. So Rodriguez absolutely had no chance. Dolphins completely blew up the offensive line. I'm guessing Quinn will kick the field goal. They're showing replays right now to take a 16-13 lead.
Go for it, you coward.
Oh, they are going for it right now.
They should. Why not? And if you don't get it, then they got to go from the heels of their own end zone.
All right, so here we go. 4th and goal coming up from the 1.5-yard line, and it's your favorite thing. Mariota's in the shotgun.
Come Zach on! Why do they do this?
Okay, this is either a delay of game or a timeout. I think it's timeout, Commanders. It is a Commanders timeout. So 2 timeouts used in the span of 2 plays by Dan Quinn. Just really, really
Nick,
outstanding stuff.
The ball is laying at the 1.5-yard line, and the quarterback is standing at the 6. Why? Why do teams do this?
Well, here's what I guess there's a decent answer, which is that he was evaluated for a concussion. Like, why wouldn't you just sneak it with Mariota? That's kind of what I don't get.
These teams both stink.
They are horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. So we'll tell you what happens on the 4th and goal play when it happens here. Currently in a timeout. While we have a minute here, Sam, there's one more game for us to hit. With it moved for today, oh, they're coming back out here. This is the 32nd timeout. So here we go. Mike McDaniel looks disgusted on the sideline. just like we are. And just like you are watching this game. So they come out in the shotgun. Ertz is split out to the right. Now he comes in motion to the left. Rodriguez is the tailback. Pass intended for Ertz. He stopped the route. Mariota throws it over his head. No points for the Commanders. And may God have mercy on your soul. Dolphins will take over from their own 1 yard line. Why did he stop the route? Oh, he slipped. Okay. But the pass was intended for Ertz. There you have it. What a great
football
game in Madrid.
Here's a better question. Why do we keep watching these games overseas? They all suck. All of them.
Well, last week was pretty good, to be fair. Falcons-Colts went to overtime 31-25. That game was pretty good.
Lipstick on a pig.
Let's see. I want to see the international games this year. Just for fun. How many of them were actually good? All right, so Chiefs-Chargers, that was a Friday night game. All right, Vikings-Steelers stunk. Vikings-Browns had the fun ending, but was not a good game. Broncos-Jets is one of the worst games ever. Rams destroyed the Jaguars from start to finish. Falcons-Colts was pretty good. Yeah, the international slate has not been good this year. Can't wait for 19 international games next year. One more game for us to hit, Sam, on the slate today. Eagles and the Lions on Sunday Night Football. Where have we been all week? Where do we stand right now?
So the look-ahead number was Philly 1, Eagles minus the 1, and now we're out to 2.5 at most books. BetMGM has a 2.5, a couple threes in Vegas right now. I was happy to lay some 2 with Philly. I think on Tuesday, Philly minus 2. At 3, I'm no longer interested. I wanted to get that before it got to 3, and that's where we're at multiple sports books. The totals come down like a point, 47.5 to 46.5.
Yeah, the Eagles at MGM. The Eagles are your home to bet the Eagles right now, right? Is that the best price in the market right now? It's minus 118 for Philly, but we're not at 3.
Yeah, a couple 2.5s. MGM not the best place, but one of the best places for sure at minus 118.
Does it sound crazy if I say, because I mean it, Eagles minus 2.5 is my favorite bet today?
No, not at all.
Do you think the Eagles are the best team in the conference?
They'll be the one seed. That's what I think. Because the West is going to cannibalize itself. I like those teams, Seattle and LA, but the NFC East is just a joke right now. It's a joke.
Can I ask you a different question then? Who do you think is going to represent the conference in the Super Bowl?
So my initial bet in the summer was San Francisco. At this point, I think it's Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, well, they've had all those defensive. What are you going to do? Like, if Warner and Bosa are playing, it's a completely different story for the Niners.
Yeah. I was high on Philly last year, as you know. Had Philly to win the Super Bowl, win the NFC, Barkley to win the offensive player. It was a great Philly year. I'm not there this year. I don't know why.
I am. I think they're going to go back to the Super Bowl. And I don't know if they're not going to smash the Lions. Detroit's too good. Dan Campbell calling the plays on offense now, but I like them quite a bit tonight, the Eagles. First and 10, from their own 1 yard line, like a 20-yard run from Ollie Gordon. So Miami going to look to drive to take the lead here at 13-13 after the goal line stand. Get off to a good start. Ollie Gordon, 20-yard run for the Miami Dolphins. Okay, so we've hit every single game. Sammy, anything else happening on the board right now of note, side or total?
Just a lot more under money on the Giants game, the Bills game, and the Browns game. Those totals continue to come down. They've come down over the last 48 hours, and it's really not stopping. There's not a buyback yet. Maybe there will be, but we're down to 41.5 for the Giants game, 45.5 in the Buffalo game, and the Cleveland game. I see a 37.5 now. So all those win games in those big cities, that's been the move the last 10, 15 minutes or so.
Are there any threes on the board for the Minnesota Vikings? We're close to being right there right now on BetMGM.
Yeah, MGM just went minus 2.5, minus 120. I think we're going to get to 3. If you want to bet Minnesota, get the 2.5 now because we might get to 3 everywhere.
And Packers-Giants is bouncing right from 7 to 7.5. Like at MGM, we're back to 7.5 juice towards the Giants here. So if people want to take 7.5, tell Sam, and you have better juice, right? But if you want to bet the Giants 7.5, that is available right now at BetMGM.
No doubt. If you're going to lay it, lay the 7. If you're going to take it, take the 7.5. All these numbers are available.
Ooh, Miami dropped pass. Jalen Waddle drops a pass that would have been a first down and gotten us our over. That is
really
his numbers. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Perfect.
Like literally right on the numbers, like perfect pass from Tua, bounced off his chest. Would have been, I mean, right in his arms. It's like a 10-yard completion. That's really frustrating. So third and 13.
Let's give more props
to the Dolphins now. Yeah.
Let's give more props.
What else do you like? I mean.
No, I'm saying that prop just didn't win in excruciating fashion. Here's 20 more.
Well, maybe we have a chance here. Here's the third and 13 to, okay, escapes a rush. Ducked out of it and then is sacked. It's just, I don't even know what I'm watching sometimes. Flag on the play, probably holding on Miami. Washington looks like we'll get a chance to retake the lead here. This game sucks. Dan Quinn's cheering with the backwards hat. He looks like Frank Beamer when the Virginia Tech game went to overtime at 0-0. Like that famous meme with his arms in the air. Just really bad. Anything else here before I give out more props that hopefully won't lose in the manner that this game loses?
We are covered on this end.
All right. Let's, last week, props were awesome. I got notes from people like parlay the props, which like you can do. I don't know if I would advise that, but people are going to do it whether I want them to or not. And both the 1 o'clock slate and the 4 o'clock slate, as Washington muffs the punt, I think Miami recovered it. So I think this is going to be Dolphins ball in Commanders territory. There's a huge scrum here. We don't know.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Who has the ball? It is Miami ball. That's a terrible, terrible play by the Commanders. I didn't see who the returner was who fumbled it, who muffed the punt. But Tez Johnson went under. Otherwise, every bet hit in the 1 o'clock slate. Puka went under. Otherwise, every prop hit in the 4 o'clock slate. Mikey Sainristil, the former Michigan corner, fumbles the punt. Miami recovers it. So hopefully we'll have a clean sweep on one of the time slots this week. As the prop king descends down from thy royal throne, traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony, to gaze down upon you, our adoring fans, to give you winning prop bets, we hope, for week 11 in the NFL.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos!
All hail King Kostos!
That Jaylen Waddle drop really is sticking in my craw.
So close.
Okay. You said something earlier, Sam, in the show that I really liked. Choose your fighter, right? In regards to making a bet. Makes me think of Street Fighter 2. Video game that I really love. Anyway, choose your fighter, dear listener and dear viewer. I kind of like both of these Texans receivers today. Nico Collins, who's obviously the number one. He went over last week. We had him, went over 100 yards. Now, that's in catch-up mode, right, against the Jaguars, where they're down by a million. Tyler, what's his number now? I haven't looked in a little. It's 60. It's been bet down. It's at 66.5. No LeJarius Sneed. No Roger McCreary. McCreary traded to the Rams. I do like the Nico Collins number. Tyler, what's the Jaden Higgins number if you have it open? 16.5 still for Houston? I do like the Higgins prop also. So Jaden Higgins was Houston's second-round pick out of Iowa State. 7 targets last week. He's starting to come on here as the Texans are starting to play their rookies, both him and Jalen Noel. The Higgins number is still 16.5. Choose your fighter. I kind of like them both. And I do like Jaden Higgins to score a touchdown in today's game as well. About plus 500 at BetMGM. Find the best price, obviously, for the touchdown bets. Vikings and the Bears. Sammy, mutual friend of ours, Ryan Horvat, the self-proclaimed Mr. Saturday. I think he did really well yesterday betting college football on Saturdays. He hosts the Saturday tailgate kickoff on our network. Came on You Better You Bet on Friday. He gave out a prop for the Vikings-Bears game, Sam. Aaron Jones over rushing yards. And Horvat's hot right now. So I'm going to ride with Ryan Horvat on this. Aaron Jones over rushing yards for the Vikings against the Chicago Bears. And anytime touchdowns. Our executive producer on today's edition of Countdown to Kickoff, Tyler Morales, he told me that if I didn't make this bet, they were going to disconnect me from the show. Every single day on You Better You Bet, Tyler Morales says without fail, either on air or off air, I'll be like, hey, Tyler, what'd you think of this segment? Hey, Tyler, when's the social clip getting posted? Hey, Tyler, like, what do you think of the sound? And Tyler's reply, without fail, when do you think the Bears will replace Olamide Zaccheaus with Luther Burden? We have the conversation every single day. I hope the answer is today. I don't want to bet Burden over receiving yards in case he airballs, but I will take a stab on Luther Burden anytime touchdown for today in what could be a loose game in terms of scoring with Chicago and Minnesota. So Luther Burden, anytime touchdown. Miami does have it 2nd and 9 right now, handoff to Achan, and Achan goes for a first down inside the 30. When the Dolphins run their next play, we will be under 3 minutes to play in Madrid. Miami holding game tied at 13. So if you bet the close of this game and you laid Miami, like, you get a chance to win here. Miami would kick a field goal to win 16-13 if it comes down to it. Steelers and the Bengals. Want to see where we're standing with the wind right now. I would ask Grant for a weather report, but Chicago's playing in Minnesota today indoors. So right now in Pittsburgh, we are at, the wind is not bad, which means I want to bet DK Metcalf over receiving yards. Bengals going to get no pass rush on Aaron Rodgers. He looked terrible last week against the Chargers. I think it will be a different story going up against the Bengals defense today. DK Metcalf over receiving yards. And how about Caleb Johnson, Pittsburgh's rookie running back, seems to have usurped Kenny Gainwell as the number two behind Jalen Warren. A couple bucks on Caleb Johnson anytime touchdown for the Steelers. Falcons and the Panthers. I hate everything. All the prices are good. I see no value in anything when I look at the board. Bijan Robinson is starting to get split out wide as a wide receiver in case people wanted to bet his receiving yards over. It's priced into the market. Wanted to throw that out there. Rico Dowdle has pretty much rendered Chuba Hubbard a non-factor. Rico Dowdle also averaged about 2.7 yards per carry last week. A couple bucks for me on Chuba Hubbard anytime touchdown for Carolina. Quick break, and on the other side, the rest of the props coming up for today. Our underdog money line parlay. And the thrilling conclusion of Dolphins and the Commanders in Madrid, here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.